Two Vermont teenagers upset their older competitors to win top honors at the U.S. National Ski Championships in Maine this week. Now, Green Mountain Valley School graduate Drew Duffy and Burke Mountain Academy senior Nina O'Brien are aiming for even more glory. Fred Bever has their stories.
Nina O'Brien's big day started at the top of Sugarloaf's narrow gauge trail with a strong push from the gate. And it ended on the podium outside the base lodge.
And number one gold going overall women's, ladies and gentlemen, Nina O'Brien. Taking the podium once again.
It was O'Brien's second trip to the podium because as the fastest woman on the giant slalom course, she won both the junior title and the adult title. No medals for this win, though. Sugarloaf winners are presented with an inscribed hatchet, so O'Brien clutched two.
I didn't expect this to happen today, so I'm very happy. A lot of fast girls skiing today, so I'm really lucky to have won.
Looking on from the crowd was her friend Drew Duffy, a 19-year-old from Warren, who the day before bombed down the Super G course to take the men's national championship. While O'Brien was ranked as a contender from the start, Duffy came from the clouds to steal the win from two-time World Cup downhill champion Stephen Nyman. At the top, it was a bit of a wild ride, but Duffy held on.
I was starting 30th. You know, I was just hoping that the track would hold up, the snow was good, and felt like I was in control, and it was pretty good. I was just, you know, executed the line that I wanted to be on, so yeah, it's pretty fast.
Duffy says he was amazed that he gained the edge over Nyman, one of his heroes. He adds that his comfort with New England-style slopes may have helped. He started skiing when he was 10 as a weekend warrior on the rugged terrain of Mad River Glen.
Just like free skiing and just, you know, so many miles, just lapping the single chair and, you know, just free skiing with my brother. And
Duffy's budding career is clearly a family affair. His mother, Betsy Duffy, is at Sugarloaf to cheer him on, even as she tries to keep at least one foot planted on the ground.
You know, this is a tough career. You know, hopefully college is in the future. You know, we really don't know where next year will take him.
U.S. Ski Team CEO Tiger Shaw says he's impressed by the Vermonters' performances this week, and the team will invest in helping them move up the ranks.
You know, in this sport, it's dog-eat-dog and day-by-day, year-by-year. So will they be great ski racers next year? I certainly would bet heavily on that. And we're going to help them become the very best racers they can be, because it's the kids like this that have achieved this at this age that are, you know, they're the ones that are going to be our future.
Drew Duffy did not place in his next race, the men's giant slalom, but he skied well, and he and Nina O'Brien each still have another national race this weekend where they plan to make some more noise. O'Brien could be speaking for both of them when she talks about her goals.
Oh, well, hopefully I'll make the U.S. ski team and keep skiing fast.
Fast enough, both teenagers hope, to make it to the World Cup and in 2018, the Olympics. For VPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Carrabassett Valley, Maine.